The emerald ash borer is a half an inch green beetle that lays its eggs on ash trees. Ash borer larvae bore into the trees where they feed on the parts of the tree that transport nutrients, eventually killing the trees. I'm Lacey Scarmana, and this week I sat down with Quad City Times reporter Devin Patel to talk about the extent of the damage caused by the emerald ash borer in Davenport. I began by asking Patel about the steps the city is taking to mitigate the problem.
So Davenport is in the process of removing all of its ash trees from city right-of-ways, parks, and golf courses. So right now, their inventory stands at just above 3,000. So the plan this year is to remove 500 trees, and essentially in 5 or 6 years, depending on funding, all of the trees will be removed.
And this isn't their first solution. They've tried other things in the past, correct?
So several different methods have been used, not only in other states, but also within Iowa. The most popular method for treatment is actually using insecticides, and so there are four different methods that are used within Iowa. There's a fifth method that Iowa doesn't actually use, which involves spraying leaves, but the concern there is because of runoff, they don't want to employ that type of method. There are also, last year, for example, there also was the release of parasitic stingless wasps, which are native to the ash borer's range in Asia. And so the plan there was to try and introduce that type of bug here because that actually serves as a control mechanism over in Asia where emerald ash borer is not a problem. The problem, though, with using stingless wasps, though, is that it takes about 10 years to make a true impact. So it's really at a wait-and-see period right now.
Do we have any predators in this area that would eat this beetle or take care of the population?
So the natural predator of emerald ash borer in Iowa is the woodpecker. Now, woodpeckers eat about 1/3 of the population of ash borer. The problem, though, is they don't start eating ash borer until trees are about 50 to 60% infested. And so with trees that have about 40% of its canopy left, essentially no treatment whatsoever is going to help with it because it's eventually going to die off.
And you mentioned that there's about 3,000 of these trees that they need to remove, and you said 500 in the first year. So they're not just going and cutting down all these trees at once. What's the thinking behind that?
So essentially, the city wants to move ward to ward and take out different pockets. The idea isn't just to deforest one area all at once, because not only is it going to be unsightly, but the plan, though, is to make sure that they also have an opportunity to maintain biodiversity in areas. So with each neighborhood that does have tree removal, they have the option of choosing what kind of trees they'd like to see. The forestry division will give recommendations as well, but neighborhoods really do have an option in choosing what will be its replacement.
And this beetle isn't just a problem here in the Quad Cities or Iowa. Can you talk a little bit about the scope of this problem?
So right now, emerald ash borer is found in 32 states and Canadian provinces, 30 in the U.S., 2 in Canada. And so originally it was found in 2002 in the Detroit area. And so in Michigan, they started with quarantines and buffers. But what ended up happening, though, was that ash borer populations started popping up outside of those. And so that's when they realized that eradication really wasn't going to be feasible. And so that's why they've tried using different methods. And so now with Iowa, for example, it's now in 43 counties. And so the fear, though, is that what happens once it continues. But if you look at the way that ash borer or that ash is populated around the U.S., is that there is a large section where there is a barrier. The only other section of ash that's really prominent is along the Pacific Northwest. But for the most part, ash borer is a huge problem for most of the United States. Based on the studies you look at, it will probably cost between $20 billion and $60 billion to remove all the trees.
Do you know the price tag for Davenport?
Davenport, it will cost several million dollars.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
That was Quad City Times reporter Devin Patel. You can read his big story report this Sunday in the Times.